Hello everyone, welcome to the Malaysian Students Podcast, and I'm Felicia here. I believe everyone, I'm not sure whether you miss me, but I miss recording podcasts. But as you can see from the title, it is actually a solo episode of a podcast, because like, just want to share a little bit. Right now I'm actually in my so-called bilik regresi of my asrama. I'm actually studying like metrics with Jin Jie, and we have planned to actually record an episode to talk about that, but I'm not sure whether which one will be released first. Yeah, I'm actually in the bilik regresi doing my homework, but then suddenly I don't feel like doing it, and I just want to like, just to talk. Yeah, there is a sudden impulse that drive me to record this podcast. And I'm not even sure whether it will be released or not, but then let's see lah. Let's see, maybe the audio quality is too bad, or maybe I might give up in the midst of recording. But then there's so much of uncertainties that we couldn't expect or predict. But then let's just carry on with our conversation. So today I just want to share a little bit about like my experience after SPM, since like our topic were revolving after like our life after SPM. I think last time, like the three guys in our podcast, Jin Jie, Guo Hao and Rishi, they talk about like how to manage life like after SPM or something like that. Then our previous episode was Guo Hao and Rishi talking about like their life, or our life generally, but focus on like Rishi's metrics life. So today I'm going to share the version of mine, like not them anymore, okay? So like for Felicia's version of finishing SPM. So what's my life after that? So basically like when I finished SPM, I actually did rest for 2 weeks, like before April. And after that, I could describe like every chapter of my life seems like well planned. Yeah, something like that. Like even my schedule as well. Like I'm the kind of person that will actually make sure my schedule is sort of like well planned, so that I can actually utilize every day and to be in the right track and to actually not waste my time, unless there is somehow like the cheat day lah, meaning I just want to relax, I just want to chill and not doing anything. But then like mostly my day are well planned, including my life after SPM. So I actually plan to do to become an intern. So that intern was actually I'm not sure that it is sensitive, but then it's just my own experience. It's not related to the whole podcast team. So like I was living in Johor because I'm right now in KMNS, Negeri Sembilan, College Matriculasi lah. But then I was living in Johor. Then during the Johor election last time, I actually helped out. How should I phrase it? I'm like political party to actually like run their campaign. But then it's just my own, like, let me just like disclaimer, it's my own political stand, and it's not related to our podcast team, okay? And I helped them. So like I found like their vision and mission, their ideology are actually aligned with me. So I continue became an intern for the Pusat Khidmat Office, because like last time the Dewan Undangan Negeri that I helped, they actually won the seat. So I just like helped the Pusat Khidmat lo, the ADUN's office. So at there, what did I do is actually I was the social media intern, which I managed the social media of mainly the Pusat Khidmat Putri Wangsa, the social media. Oh my god, am I really revealing too much of information? I'm doubting myself, but then I'm just here to share. Please don't use like the personal my personal sharing as any exploitation, any misuse of it lah. I'm just share, okay? So I did manage like social media page for Pusat Khidmat. I did like basically what I've done is actually like when they go like distribute food basket or even like go for any activities like visiting underprivileged families or any events. I help like photography and I post on our Instagram and Instagram stories, and also I will do postings like putting captions and all those stuff, and also like do TikToks and videos. And I just I'm quite definite that they won't really listen to our podcast, but then I just want to mention like last time my boss, my social media boss, was actually like Isha. And honestly, Isha really taught me like a lot of things. Like she really taught me to be more meticulous about things, like especially managing social media for like Pusat Khidmat. It is clear that Pusat Khidmat is actually for a community service. It shouldn't be related to political parties in my own stand, because it's actually a thing for rakyat, a thing for community service instead of just like a tool for political fights. But then people will still relate it with political parties, I guess, like normally. But then it is related, but then I think it shouldn't relate it. This is my point of view. Please, like, if you don't agree, just leave it with me. I'm just kidding, okay. But so, yeah. And when we post things in the Pusat Khidmat account, sometimes it might be very sentimental and very sensitive, especially like the caption that we post. We'll need to phrase it in the right way so that people won't really like have any arguments, or it won't really cause any conflicts or like degradation of the image of the Adun or anything like that. So she really taught me to be more meticulous, and honestly, like during the 2 or 3 months of intern, I've definitely like grown immensely, because like in the past, before I graduated, I actually like did part-time job before. I was like the part-time assistant tutor in the tuition center. The tuition center is very, very famous. It's like Chao Ji. As long as you are Malaysian Chinese, you definitely heard of this tuition center before, because it's like a very huge company, I could say so, like educational company, like tuition center, and it has a lot of franchise. So you definitely heard of it before, and most like Asian parents, they would just force their children to go for tuition. So that's one of the reasons that you will be hearing it before lah. So I was actually the assistant tutor to actually help teacher to manage like those materials and to do those like typings and those office works, and I did that before. But then that I grew from that, but then not immensely. But then I could say it's the social media intern, that experience actually helped me to like grow really a lot, like in terms of mindset and everything. So because I did follow like news about welfare of people, but then I've never really witnessed it with my own eyes. So through the social the Pusat Khidmat intern experience, I've actually witnessed like those very, very, very underprivileged families. Like how are they living PPR? They are living in like a PPR, like with a lot of children, then all of them will need to squeeze in that small area. So it's something that we couldn't really imagine. And yeah, I remember like the set, like can I expose it? I'm not really sure, because they will need to like apply for allowance. Is that called allowance? Oh my god, because the experience has been like such a long time, so I somehow forget that, and my memory is filled with like those scientific knowledge that I've recently learned in the class. So I sort of like forgot like some of the things that I've gained through the social media intern, like some of the statistics lah, but then not the real experience lah. So I remember like they are having like really, really low like salary paid, and they will need to like apply for some of the allowance or some of the subsidies for underprivileged people. And witnessing those situations, it will really make me feel like I'm so blessed, because like honestly, I was studying in private school, and I'm actually from a middle income family. I got full scholarship in private school. That's why I studied in private school. So when I first entered private school, like, everyone surrounding me was so affluent. Everyone was so wealthy, was so rich, and they talk about things like that I don't know, like those very luxurious topic. I'm not sure whether it's the right way to phrase it, but then after witnessing like people coming from that underprivileged family, I used to feel like quite inferior, or like, I'm not sure whether that was the right phrase now, but then when I first entered the private school, I feel like myself is lower class than the other, because I'm not that rich than them. It was like my first initial thought, and it was so dumb because I am so blessed, you know, like, oh my god, I should be grateful for everything I have. Yeah, so it is like one of the lessons that I have learned. And there are like so much of things that I've learned. Like, for an example, I think Kelantan, like people who are living in Kelantan, they couldn't really change their address to vote. Yeah, this is one of the like knowledge that I've learned from them. And also the Beras Fityah, and also a lot of things related to Malaysia. I've actually gained so much of knowledge through that experience. Yeah, and oh my god, I'm not sure that I can tell, but then let me just share. I hope the things that I share, it's like not so important, not like, it's not, how should I phrase it? It doesn't really affect other people, okay? I think it won't. I just want to be honest and sincere, okay? Felicia, stop like self-doubting. Okay, last time, one of the like best experiences was that I accompany my Adun and go for lunch with I think it's like the ambassador of Singapore. And oh my god, let me just be honest, after like, because previously I joined Project ID before, which is a local educational organization, and I joined like UNICEF Malaysia and all those things before, and what made me like feel and I what made me like realize is that those people with the real abilities, with the real competency, and with high level of knowledge, and all those like very very hebat people, they won't be very hidotingy. They are never like being arrogant or anything like that. Most of them are very very humble, like really humble. Like those that you see like keep flexing their achievement are those people like who are insecure about themselves, like only that, then they will actually flex about their experience. But then those who are very like hebat, they are like high flyers, they won't really like flex up. But then just now when I mentioned my experience in like Project ID and all those stuff, I'm not flexing, I'm just saying like my experience, like to prove that I've actually seen hebat people like and how they act, like, okay, to actually support my statement. It's not like me flexing, okay. But it sounds I'm so weird, because it's actually my first time to record a podcast alone, and there is no one giving me reaction. You know what, I'm just like alone, like, and there is actually raining outside, like drizzling, like slight raining. And like in the past, Rishi and Junjie and Gohao and even other guests, they will actually give me some of the reactions so that I will know whether what I'm talking is the right one, or even like it's okay one. But then here, no one is giving me any reaction. I'm just alone in the bilik. Yeah, quite lonely. But then I enjoy doing this like podcast. Oh my god, what happened to my English? Okay, so I guess it's so far my sharing for social media intern. And let me share about another part. I'm actually doing two jobs aside from being a social media intern. I was also an English home tutor. But I'm definitely making so much of grammatical mistakes in this podcast, but then I don't care, okay? I was teaching like home tuition, and the reason why I wanted to teach home tuition at first, it was because of the salary. Let me just be honest, like home being a home tutor, you can earn better than being being a waiter, waitress or anything, but then I'm not degrading their occupation. Their occupation is like very noble as well, because they keep promoting like products and they help in like our economy, and even like they can learn a lot of experience through their job as well. But then I'm just saying, my initial thought and my personal view is that I just want to like, because I've already planned to work as a social media intern, but at the same time, I just want to be more financially independent. I don't want to get money from my parents anymore. So I was thinking of like a very fast way to earn a lot of money. So I chose home tuition and I chose to teach English. Why English? It's not really like I was having a great passion in English. Instead, because I could say I was having good results for English, and also I had achievement like related with English. That's one of the things I can use in like my promotion. That's why like I chose to teach English instead of like other subjects. So at first, what I did is actually, it can be a reference for people who wanted to start their own like home tuition after you graduated. I believe it will be very beneficial, because I hope it will be beneficial, because I did like, I can just share my experience. So firstly, you will need to do like an advertisement for yourself. It can be like any form like video or even like simple picture. Like what I've done is that I posted on like those Facebook group. There is actually a lot of Facebook group like related to home tuition. It's actually like somehow like, no matter it's in those like Chinese community or even other community, I just post it lah. So and also in those like I remember I was in one like group talking about politics, and I posted there. Then I got one student from there, Charmaine. I'm not sure whether she's listening this. Okay, so what the first thing that I did is actually to do an advertisement. So you can do it in your creative way, and to just post on social media. So you just post on like those Facebook group, and to try your best to gain popularity, like ask your friends help to share, or post in WhatsApp group, Telegram group, and to show like what I posted was something like why you should choose me as your tutor, and my experience, my achievement, and all those stuff. So while doing that, I was preparing for my materials. So what I was doing is that I prepared my material straight up for like 2 months. Not three, like 3 is too much. I wasn't that capable as well. So I prepared my materials for like the 2 months material. And at first, I was actually aiming to teach SPM English, because me myself, I was taking SPM before my graduation. So I chose to teach SPM, but then there are actually people or students from other exams such as IGCSE, Huili, and also primary school. They actually approached me, and I actually accepted that, because I brainstormed and I definitely considered it. For me, English is actually like a language, and whenever we talk about language, there's actually no barrier. Only like grammatical knowledge, you have like different levels and all those stuff, but then language itself, we have no barrier for me. Oh my god, guess what? I accidentally pressed stop recording. Oh my god, I just want to show like how natural it is and how impromptu it is for this episode. So what I was talking is like, in language, there is no barrier, and I personally treat language just as like a medium for you to express your idea. And your idea is actually, your idea is the one matters the most. If you have a good idea, you don't really like have a good bridge. You can try your best like to fix the bridge, but then definitely you will need to have a good idea first before having the bridge. Yeah, and what I was training my student was also to have mature ideas and to read more news. Sin Hong will know if Sin Hong and Rui En is listening to this podcast. Sin Hong, I think Sin Hong asked me before, is it really important to read news or something like that? Oh my god, I just want to say my students, they're so cute. Can you imagine like how extraordinary my students are? Because like I really feel like they're so amazing. Not only like through teaching them, but then their ideas are so amazing as well. And also their courage to trust an 18 years old girl in teaching. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, like, this just proves another thing, is that age doesn't matter. If you have passion, if you have the ability, if you have the will, you can just do it. Age is never a limitation and an excuse for you not to do anything, okay? And yeah, and when I was stating like why you should choose me, like I was saying like because I'm young. So I'm young, it's not a barrier, it's not like an obstacle for me, it's actually an advantage, especially in teaching, because peer tutoring is like so famous recently, and it's so famous in those first world country. So like by peer teaching, I believe my student like can relate with me more, definitely, because I know jocks that is actually like aligned with their age, and I know jock that is like trendy jock lah, or something like that lah. Oh my god, am I being too like 普信女? 普信女 is something like it stands for 普通. 普通 in Chinese is normal. 信 is 自信. 自信 is confident. So you're normal yet you're confident. It's actually like a sort of like trendy word that those netizens and use, and it's viral in China TikTok. Okay, yeah, why am I explaining so much about this word? Okay, so when I was teaching, right, let me think like about my experience. So I was having around like 10 students, and there are actually two students who left my class. One was like because of wait, I think it's better for me not to reveal. Okay, stop. Let's just stop there. And another one was because... Wait. Two or one? Oh my god. I think it's only one. Okay, stop. Can we just imagine there's nothing happened here? Okay, there's not. Okay, let me just repeat it. Okay. So what... like, throughout my experience, I found out like my students are so cute. Like literally like every one of them are so cute. I just hope to actually mention every one of their name. Okay, let me talk about the first one, Charmaine. Charmaine is like my the girl that I'm most proud of, because when I first, can I reveal it? When I first, very very bad memory. I mean, like, people who know me, they'll definitely know I'm a person with very bad memory. That's one of the reasons I want to make like to-do list and schedule my day every day, because I'm not good at remembering my events. That's why I use like tools and apps to actually do it lah. Okay, just now I was talking about English, and to talk about English, right, normally like what I was doing, I'm not a very very expert person, but then I'm just to share my experience in teaching. And most of my students said my teaching is good leh. Oh my god, good leh. Okay, what? Okay, so teaching English, like the most common one, we have like listening, speaking, reading and writing. So reading is like comprehension, like how, like your understanding, for the paragraph and the comprehension. Listening is that you can capture the word and understand the meaning. So speaking is that you can express yourself, you can express your inner ideas. And the last one is writing. So writing was the one like, I taught mostly, which people struggle the most, especially in our exam system. This is the one thing that I mentioned a lot to my students. Like, what I taught my students were like way, way, way far from our exam system. Because like, honestly, for SPM English, firstly, we have like four papers same, and the composition of every papers is actually 25%. So... then the calculation system is a little bit complicated, but then in like overall each paper is actually equally important to contribute to your total mark lah, basically. For the listening and reading paper, like all of the questions are actually objective questions, and when it comes to objective questions, like especially in language I'm not saying like those subjects like biology, chemistry, accounting and all those stuff, but then I'm just saying like language. When it comes to objective, right, and also for SPM or even any exams, we do have like ratio for like the hardness of the questions. For an example, like the challenging one, the moderate one, and also the easiest one. And for the challenging questions in the exam paper, they will actually make the options similar. And sometimes the question is actually K-BUT one, meaning the question and answers can be subjective to the students. So when it comes to things like that, right, for me, it kind of limits students whenever they are doing questions like that. And whenever like they are doing exam, just like they're actually trying to guess what the scheme answer will give, what answer scheme will give. Like they are trying to have the same mindset as the answer scheme, and also like a tips for you to score well in reading and what and listening paper is try like to be logical, like just like for some of the questions you couldn't really know, you just guess and try to be logical on how answer scheme will actually come up. This is the thing, like you'll need to guess like what the examiner would put as the answer in the answer scheme. And also just like a very cliche one, like just do more past year paper, okay? But then like for writing as well, because I taught IGCSE student and I found out that actually some of the like I mean like the format is still quite different, but then if we were to talk about writing, like the part of the writing for IGCSE, they don't really have a story and they focus on argumentative essay mostly. They have a lot of like article for argumentative essay, reports, and also like those like ways to solve environmental pollution and all those stuff. It's actually a little bit similar with MUET, because MUET, right, like the Malaysian University Punya English test, it focuses on argumentative essay as well. So that's one of the things that can train like students critical thinking. And for our SPM 1, I think like the overall standard of the essay question is still considered as simple, meaning like it doesn't really mandate, like the question doesn't really mandate student to read news in order to score. Even without reading news, you are just like lacking of materials or lacking of data to create your essay, but then you can still write it. But then for MUET, definitely you will definitely read a lot of articles and a lot of news in order to get your materials in writing. But then for SPM, you don't really need that lah. Yeah, and actually, honestly, the overall, like, the English exam, the standard of English exam is still considered quite easy if compared to the other kind of exam. Like, I remember, like, Rishi and Gohao saying something like, our form 3 English exam is just same as like the primary English exam in Singapore. So like the educational system is like so different, yet English is such a sought after, such a highly demanding subject in international stage. So I think that's one of the things we're gonna work on in our educational system to actually improve the calibre, to elevate the calibre of English subjects. And then what I just want to say, like, it was like that's one of the most, one of the things that I won't really regret doing is to actually teach English, because by teaching English, I actually, like, I met a lot of, like, very heartwarming students, and also I'm so, like, satisfied when they said, when they told me, like, they got high marks for English exam. But then not only that lah, because getting high marks is like one of the very main aims they actually like look for me lah. But then the one that actually make my like heart swell more is actually when they can have like they can be more confident in using English, especially because there are a lot of people are not so confident when talking English, especially like when their mother tongue is not English. Like for me personally, my mother tongue is not English. It's not English. I don't really like talk very very well, but then I could consider myself as like a fluent English speaker. Yeah, I really hope to like mention
and even like call out my students' name one by one and to like just to talk virtually with them. But then I'm afraid of like privacy issue. That's why like I don't really want. Never mind. I've always like kept in touch with my students, even though I don't really teach anymore, because I've done teaching. Because for SPM English SA, you have technique to score. You don't really necessarily to be good in every, like for section C, good in like article, report, story, and review. You just need to pick two to be good at, and also to be well versed in. Then for the exam, you have like higher chance, or even like almost 100% to like score well if you are well versed in only two formats. Yeah, and I finished like my task in helping them to score well, and I chose to teach them, and I focus on like article especially, because like writing good articles, it will be very very beneficial, not only in like tertiary education, meaning you start your university, but then even if you want to join competition, like article competition in your secondary school, it will be very very beneficial as well. And so far I've talked about my experience as an English home tutor, and also my experience working in Pusat Khidmat. I guess I have much more to talk, but then my brain just sucks right now at this moment, so I couldn't really generate more. But then if you do have any question regarding on those like my working experience, you can just approach me on my Instagram, or like any way that you could actually reach out to me, then to actually ask my experience, and hopefully my insight will be useful for you, especially if you're if you want to do some like part-time job right now. Yeah, you can try considering it. And that's pretty much for me, I guess. Yeah, I hope you all enjoy listening this podcast, and I'm just doing it for fun. Bye.